as we do celebrate the Lord's Supper, we start with a refresher of our understanding of how we're made right with God, because what I was just talking about, too, in the message. We consider the words of Romans 4:5. To the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. How are we made right with God? We know that we have each sinned against God, but we cannot win God's favor back or his approval. No amount of good or right behavior can erase our previous wrongs. So how can God justify us? What we're asking is, how can God be honest and look at our sinful lives and then acquit us of all guilt? In the words of Scripture in Romans 8:1, we could ask our question this way. How can it be true that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus? How can that be the case when we're guilty? We know that God is holy, so that means God would never compromise the truth and go soft on us in order to reach a preferred conclusion. God does not bend the rules for certain favorite people. God would never do that, right? God has a holy moral standard that is unbending. That's what it means that we say that God is righteous. God would never allow himself to grant a false judgment or a false acquittal. And we can't make it up to God for the wrongs we have done. There's no amount of good we could do to cover for all the guilt of our sins or outweigh, as some people think, outweigh the bads with the goods. It never works that way. Even if from this moment forward we could, which we can't, if we could live perfectly and not add to our record a single other sin in thought, word, or action, our past blotches would still be there. We can't simply rely on our current good desires that right now, if we had it to do over again, we would wish ourselves to live better our whole lives. We can't present our lives to God and wish that we had lived our lives better. Our lives stand as they happened, as an objective reality. We did not live worse and we did not live better. We lived exactly as we lived. God knows all this. God saw all of this. God recorded all of this. He has complete and accurate and fair record of exactly what went down. That God always judges our lives truthfully and flawlessly. God does not miss anything. He doesn't add anything. He judges us according to our actual behavior and real thoughts. So how can God justify us? Our one verse here in Romans 4:5 answers our question. Let me read this again. To the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. According to the yardstick of God's measure, we are ungodly people. We pretty much have covered that thoroughly. We may not view ourselves as ungodly, but God is the one who has sole authority to say so, and that's our category. God does not base his judgment on any goodness found in us. Ungodly is our core character. God's benchmark says that we're displeasing to him. So the only way that the ungodly are justified is as a gift. It is a gracious giveaway from God to us. But here's the key to understand. God gives us this wonderful endowment without in any way compromising his own moral upstanding status. God remains just. He didn't pull a fast one. He didn't look away for a minute while you sneak in. There's no hanky-panky at all whatsoever. God remains just as he grants us the status of innocency despite our past sins. This happens by faith. Not that our faith is itself the right status before God. Our faith cannot be our righteousness. Rather, notice very carefully what is stated in this verse. For us as believers, our faith is counted as righteousness. Why does God even tell us about our faith then? Because our faith is our way of receiving the gift. We open, as it were, the gift of the righteousness of God by placing our faith in Christ. We did not work. We did not perform. We did not change our ways. Our performance was poor and our ways were blackened. Again, in our verse, it says, to the one who does not work, but believes. Our faith has no content of its own. It's like a straw. You can't drink a straw. You drink liquid using a straw, right? Water, lemonade, tea, milk. I prefer cherry Coke with a straw, right? You drink using a straw as an instrument. Faith is the instrument that allows us to receive Christ's righteousness. We receive Christ himself. So by faith, we rest in the righteousness of Christ and his perfect life's record being given to us as a giveaway gift. God pronounces us as formerly ungodly ones, now considered by God and all of heaven to be righteous ones, while he remains just in that exchange. How? Because Christ's righteousness belongs to us by faith. Our new status is permanent and unchangeable. So as you eat this bread, as we drink this cup together, these are proofs themselves, these elements, proofs that Christ belongs to us and we belong to Christ. His perfect living is counted as ours. We're welcomed into God's family. We, the formerly ungodly ones, are welcomed into God's family. It's more appropriate now to say we're righteous ones. We're children of God. The Holy Spirit reminds us again and again that when God the Father considers us, God the Father finds us to be righteous in Christ Jesus. So